Ashley Menakaros is the chief executive of the NT Cattlemen's Association. Ashley, a below average wet season, the long-term forecast not looking great. How bad is it right now out there in cattle country?
Well, Matt, around that Barkly region in particular, I'm hearing stories pretty much every day. Concerns, a question, the same question has been asked really since late last year, which is, have you had any rain? There's roughly 500,000 head of cattle in that area. So we're monitoring it very closely. Some of the major corporates have already set up situations with stock camps and the movement of cattle. And I think you'll see that happen increasingly if we don't get rain in March. And March is meant to be one of the wettest months that they have in that Barkly area.
Are cattle dying out there?
Look, I have had no reports of that at all. What we are doing is I've had some informal discussions with the Northern Territory government and in particular the chief vet, and just to see what their feel is. I know that they've been out in the field in recent weeks to have a look. I don't know what the feedback is from that those field trips yet.
Right.
I expect to know more about that in the next couple of weeks, if not in the next week or so. So I'll be interested to hear what happened there, but I certainly have not had any reports of animals dying out there, no.
Should the Barkly and other parts of the Territory be drought declared and assistance made available?
Well, I'm actually, today as we speak, I'm in Sydney, and later this afternoon I'm attending the Drought Roundtable with the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud. I'm hoping to have a side discussion with him about the situation in the Northern Territory. One of the problems that we're going to face as we head into the next 30 to 60 days is because of what's happening in other parts of Australia, namely Queensland, that if we do go down that path of drought declaration and we do look at destocking and moving cattle across the Barkly and across into Queensland, is exactly where are we moving them to? I can tell you now, in talking to Queenslanders down here, there's about a four-week waiting list to get into feedlots into Queensland right now, and there's already some quite substantial weather issues around that Rockhampton area. And to give your listeners an idea that there's a 160-kilometre radius around Rockhampton where there is roughly 2.2 million head of cattle, which is about the same size as the Northern Territory's herd.
Is there anything the Gunner government can do?
Well, I think the Gunner government, see, one of the problems, Matt, and it might be a bit surprised to everyone to hear this, is that the Northern Territory hasn't actually got a drought policy, despite discussions there being about it. They will go back to the federal government. We will go back to them. One of the discussions I want to have with Minister Littleproud is exactly what can be done should the situation arise, and what can be done quickly should the situation arise. There's already, through the farm hub, a number of programs that are made available through the federal government and access to them, including Bureau of Meteorology long-range forecasting. But I would say to you, we're going to need some specific options available to the Northern Territory.
Because your members, especially in the Barkly, I mean, they want rain, but do they want help?
Look, no one has approached us yet to say you need to go knocking on Canberra's door for help. To be honest with you, Matt, our land, as land managers, they do a good job. And so they have been constantly monitoring what's going on, and some have already been taking those options, and I won't say being proactive. They've been proactive in the way that they've managed so far. And we just probably need to assist them where we can once it has to ramp up, if in fact it does have to ramp up.
Thanks for your time today.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.